This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
More reactions come in. Blake Williams, former Browns linebackers coach, saying, I hope, quote tweeting the Browns walk up of Shador, saying, I genuinely hope he does well, but what is this? Who are these people? Is this an entourage? At preseason game number one, there's a lot of questions.
A lot of questions.
In an opposing stadium, question mark, never seen such a thing. The logistics needed to get it approved and credentialed? What is the master splinter staff? So many questions.
Oh, so it's not really like a logistical nightmare. It's just, hey, Tony Brown, carry these things. And then you got a teammate to go along with it. And he did. And then there it was. Your Friday music to it, by the way. That's not a way to get in good with the Shahive.
No. I thought, like, hey, let's see what music works with it. That's a song about Friday. It's Friday. It's his preseason.
I think the Shahive will not take kindly to that. I'm just going to let you know how
you
they
know,
feel.
The Shahive loves that I've named them the Shahive. On TikTok, I get a lot of aunties and uncles saying, I love that.
So what's interesting is that on TikTok, they seem to be in favor of the Shahive, but I've noticed on YouTube, you're the hater with the hat backwards.
Yeah, which is wild.
YouTube doesn't like you very much in the Shador discussions.
No.
They see through your Switzerland deal.
No. See, that's where...
This is where you expose yourself in these conversations.
No, that's where you...
In a big time way.
...make me look bad.
Not
because
in the slightest.
You pander to the Shahive.
Not in the slightest.
And because I refuse...
I think this is where your true colors come
to,
out.
...to you know, paddle the fanny a little bit. All of a sudden, I'm the bad guy because I don't just buy something that everybody does.
I just think this is where your true Shakellers come out in these type of scenarios.
Band of Brothers, watch it sometime. I have
the whole 4 o'clock segment we can talk about. 4:20, 4:40.
5:20.
Now into 5:20.
Yeah.
Jake in between the break goes, I just didn't know how long you guys were going to take it. And then you guys just kept talking about it.
Pretty much.
It's like, yeah, it's very interesting to us. Yeah. I do love what a deal. All these guys, all these NFL players and guys like Blake Williams just getting their panties in a bunch over this. It's like the whole bit about Shador is what cracks me up in this context. They just cannot possibly conceive that someone could do something 2.5 hours before a game and then be able to lock it in time to be able to just, you know, do the job.
Are you expecting Shador to sink or swim tonight? It's on the paper. Had to ask.
It is on the paper. What do you think? I want to know, as you're Switzerland after now, has the coming in entrance affected your belief in what happens tonight?
No, he's a football player.
Okay, good.
Like, this is so reps matter. That's fair. That should maybe take a little bit of the expectations off. The fact that, honestly, I don't think he's practiced enough with the guys that he's going to be playing with early in the game against first teamers. That's another little bit of concern, but. The whole point about Shador, and the one thing that I do know, beyond a terrible musician, beyond
that's why they
YouTube,
think you're a hater, by the way. It's comments like that.
I've heard the music. They have too. One of us is lying, and it's not me. But I do, like, I look at, like, all the other stuff doesn't matter to me as much as Shador is a football player. He was born and bred to be a great football player. When I say great football player, I'm not just talking about the success in the field. I'm talking about, like, there is an athletic intuition when you are a second, third, fourth generation football player at this level that I do think comes into play. Like, he's practiced his whole life. And by the way, I think the other part of this is he's practiced like a football player.
Yeah.
He has practiced incredibly hard and impressed people in Berea with that work ethic.
Yeah, and I think we've seen that time and time again in the times that we've been around him and the times that we've seen while in Berea. And so, like, I what I hope most for him is that the hard work that he appears to have put in pays off for him in incremental moments and pays off for him in big-time spots like this.
So now, I do think the definition of swim is really interesting. Like, I think if he just goes out there and shows that he can functionally run the offense, make the play calls, which is like the least... How the hell are we even going to prove that? But, you know, no procedural penalties and just limits the mistakes. Like, you know, like I don't remember Brock Purdy in the preseason and what he looked like, but that's kind of like Shador is a plus version of Brock Purdy. He's not the fastest dude in the room. He's not the biggest dude in the room. I think he's got a better arm than Brock Purdy just while we're there, because you know how much little I think of his arm.
Yeah.
But he kind of just runs the thing and doesn't make mistakes. So I think that's like...
That's his MO. Like, if your MO is, I'm the guy that doesn't make mistakes, then we need to see you be clean.
Well, but I think what's interesting about that is the easiest way to truly swim tonight is the 70-yard over the top, the go ball, the home run ball. And maybe something like that materializes, but I just would like to see consistent drives from him. To me, if we don't have a bunch of three and outs, and this is where I do think like the holistic approach to the quarterback thing has to go right. But if you can convert third and threes, if you can keep sustaining drives across however long you're in the game, like those are the kind of things that Shador did really, really well at Colorado. But now you have to do it within like, all right, what does your footwork look like? What are you bailing out if you're concerned about protection?
I want to make sure that he's not bailing out. I want to make sure he's not going backwards.
It's a bunch of non-sexy things that I just said, but that is at the arc of like, that is what swimming looks like for Shador.
Yeah, it's funny.
Tonight.
Like, I don't even think an interception or two would harm him in the biggest way. Everyone thinks to themselves interceptions will be the big problem in evaluating any quarterback basically ever. But with Shador, I know he's wildly accurate. I'm not really concerned about it if he throws a ball and it tends to get picked off or something like that. I would more want to see how comfortable he looks and making sure that he's able to go through his progression.
So I think the kind of interception matters. Like because he's not a guy who like Shador's very confident football player in his arm. But he's not an arm hubris guy. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
he's not Brett Favre. He's not Baker Mayfield. He's not those guys.
If you see a throw where it looks like he was trying to make a play, that to me will say he played a little outside of himself. And that's like, to me, that is sinking.
Which would be wildly surprising to me, by the way.
If he tried to play outside of himself. But this is a different context. And I think this would be a moment where if Shador's feeling the pressure of the ability to rise to the moment and show Brown's coaches wrong, which I think some people feel like he has to do. I think he has to prove Kevin Stefanski that he can do this. This would be the kind of game where a preseason game, maybe your only start you're going to get, your only real opportunity potentially, this would be a moment where if you're feeling any of that, the need to prove something, this would be the game where that manifests.
So I would tell him, don't turn this into your Colorado Pro Day where you did multiple 65-yard throws because everyone doubted whether or not you could do that. You know, like if I were him, I would play to the strengths. I would play to what is going to keep getting you opportunities. And I would stress the idea that the amount of turnovers, Browns led the league in interceptions last year. How are you going to impress Stefanski the most? Is not turning the ball over, not doing no risk it, no biscuit, being able to find the open receivers and then going from there.
Well, I mean, hell, I think Dylan Gabriel was a third-round pick for them simply because he was one of the safest quarterbacks in terms of interceptions and turnovers the last couple of years in college football. To the detriment of like, well, okay, yes, he's incredibly small. Yes, he's this, that, and the other, but he doesn't turn the ball over.
Make the argument that's the same line with Shador, too, though. That's what should have made Shador so appetizing to them to begin with.
216-474-0092. How much do you care? Or rather, how much do the Browns care about how Shador looks
and,
tonight.
And so that's the other side of that, is like, even if he does great or even if he does bad, the way the Browns look at these joint practices and put all the emphasis on that, I don't even know that it's going to matter to them necessarily how great or how bad he looks.
But I would say that's the I don't know is big there. And I think there's like a follow the bouncing ball kind of going on of like, if he plays really, really well tonight and the reps do not change for him next week, then we get confirmation that this game was meaningless to them.
Yeah.
If the opposite happens, and this actually does lead to second team reps, I think that's a positive thing.
I mean, Daryl just put out on his Twitter all the Browns that are not expected to play tonight, and this goes hand in hand with what we're talking about right now. I mean, this looks like a CVS receipt, this list. Greg Newsome, Jerry Jeudy, Deshaun, Dylan Gabriel, Kenny Pickett, Grant Delpit, Joe Flacco, David Bell, Cedric Tillman, Pierre Strong, Denzel Ward, Jerome Ford, Diabate, Mike Hall, Posick, Zach Zinner, Petonio, Teller, Conklin, DeJuan Jones, the entire offensive line, and Joku, not playing, Shelby Harris, Miles Garrett, Malik Collins.
So who is playing?
Exactly.
Do we have a list of who is playing?
That was an insanely long list. That's the entire offensive line. That is obviously David Njoku. So that's going to hurt him as far as the offense is concerned. No Jerry Jeudy, no David Bell, no Cedric Tillman, no Pierre Strong Jr., no Jerome Ford. Like, this is basically, if you're a rookie on this team, you're playing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And then that's really about it.
So how do we feel about that?
Well, this is not going to go well for the people that are wondering if the deck is stacked against him. I'll tell you that right now. The people that think that it, and I'm not one of these people. Shador should just be happy with an opportunity, and he's got to be thankful for an opportunity. But the people that want to make that argument that he's not given a fair shot, I would bet they're probably not pleased at this laundry list of people that are just not going to play tonight.
Yeah, my rebuttal to those people would be he's the fourth string quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, you can't expect everything. So, this is going to matter in how we view, I think, at least I think it should matter a little bit. Again, no passes for Shador. If you're going to be great, go be great. But the Panthers won from a defensive standpoint against what the Browns offense is supposed to be tonight. Not the fairest of fights anyone's ever seen.
Yep.
And go again, do not it. Not your problem. Go do it. Like, if you're gonna be great, go be great. But it is a whole starting offensive line of backups.
See, I think this is where the conversation continues to get not muddied, because I think you and I have mostly avoided this, but like, there's a difference between putting a guy in the best position to succeed and sabotaging him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know beyond the Shahive who coined this idea that the Browns are trying to ruin Shador or anything like that. But I also think that's a convenient out for the people who then treat Shador like a fifth round pick. Because it's like, yeah, but they're also not giving him the same chances and same opportunities they've given guys who I don't think are discernibly better than them, or better than Shador and Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah. No.
Like it's weird. Like the two sides, the Shahive and the Shahaters, benefit so tremendously from this distractionary conversation that is he being sabotaged? that it stops short of is he being put in the best position to succeed? And so, like, if he goes out there and plays well and handles himself against the Panthers ones, with all that talent not on the field, should that not be more impressive?
Right? I would argue that it would be, yeah.
And should that not earn more opportunities to, you know, prove himself in meaningful reps? Like, because I will say, this is not sabotage, it's not anything, but is it putting him in the best position if this is his chance and these are the circumstances that you've given him? My only problem with all of this is I don't see why he should get less of a chance or be put in an inferior situation as opposed to the other two Jamokes.
Well, I guess we'll find that out when the other two Jamokes get healthy, right? But like, the reality is that he probably will be put in a less than situation when it comes to the players that he's able to play with, because that's been the theme the entire time.
216-474-0092. How much do the Browns care about how Shador looks tonight and then beyond Shador in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan? There were enough people saying the Shador fail that it was like, I understand where it's like, finally, somebody at ESPN can get it right.
It's interesting. So what's funny about that, though, is I agree with him on a couple things, right? The idea that this is not ideal, but I turn around and say, who cares? Figure it out. I can see how, though, with no offensive linemen playing tonight, and the comical part of this for myself, someone that's rooting for Shador Sanders to have a good night and look good out there, is that he left Colorado, and then the whole bugaboo and what happened with Colorado was that he had no offensive line help and kept running for his life, and we wanted to see if that would be fixed or not, and then in the first NFL game he enters, he's also going to have no offensive line help.
So I think the bigger bummer about tonight, and the, I believe it was 75 names that Daryl Ryder put out of not being expected to play, is outside of Shador, the number one thing I wanted to see was how does the defense look?
Mm-hmm.
And given that they had those practices, Miles isn't playing, Malik Collins isn't playing, Greg Newsom isn't playing, Diabate isn't playing, Mike Hall Jr., like enough of the starters on defense aren't playing that it's like, okay. I mean, we'll get to see Mason Graham. We'll get Mason to see Graham, the German linebacker, Schlesinger. Carson Schlesinger.
Which is enough for me, by the way. You're right in that I wanted to see how the defense looks, because I think it's interesting to see what the defense does this year in general, since so much is banking on the defense being something. But yeah, like I'll get my excitement off of watching Mason Graham and Schlesinger.
Well, and okay, so that's what I was really looking forward to. The funny thing is I didn't expect Miles to play, but I was hoping like Malik Collins. I was hoping Greg, because he's shifting back out to the outside. I was hoping to see him a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm now kind of interested to see the wide receivers behind Jerry Jeudy and David Bell and Cedric Tillman. Like, I think this is a Floria moment.
Floria's been catching everything and anything at every single practice, no matter what. I'm curious to see if this is a Deontay Johnson game.
Okay, I think that's a good one.
Like, it's the one I highlighted and the one I think the most about in trying to figure out how that works with Shador. We know Shador has his favorites. Obviously, Gage is one of them. Gage Hunter, as I call him. But I think Deontay Johnson, and the way he's been looking in practice leading up to this, he's been playing really well. It's a big-time stage, all things considered. NFL Network, primetime, that type of stuff. Like, this would be a good game for Deontay Johnson.
Well, I just think the wide receiver spot in general, Jerry is going to be a starter, and then we'll find out beyond that. But, like, you really only have, I think, three rosterable. Like, blatantly, you have to have these guys on the roster. It's Deontay, as long as there's no shenanigans, Jerry Jeudy, and Cedric. So that's two to three spots that I think should just be wide open.
Yeah.
So I'm actually a little surprised David Bell isn't playing, but so Luke Floria, the undrafted rookies, Keyshawn Johnson, and that is Keyshawn, by the way, I'm not making that up, Gage Larvadane and Cade McDonald, like there's an opportunity. Oh, Jamari Thrash as well is guy that's kind of made.
He's had a really nice camp, and people have talked really highly about what they've seen from him. So, yeah, there's a couple guys here, but like if I was trying to figure out who Shador should highlight a lot, I would expect it to be a lot of Deontay Johnson.
216-474-0092. Beyond Shador, what's tonight about for the Cleveland Browns? Adam in Lakewood, Adam. Welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Beyond tonight, what looks good, I think we need to point out that little Dylan and little Kenny are crumbling under the pressure. They can't handle it. Their hamstrings can't handle the competition. And tonight's the night. Tonight's the future. Remember me, guys. I'm the guy who says it's Joe's team until it's Shador's. And tonight we begin. And please tell me who said that Lawrence looks like Martina Navratilova.
That was me.
I'm picking pizza out of my nose from laughing at that, bro. That's money. What do you guys think going to happen tonight?
JP? Adam, we appreciate
thanks,
you, buddy.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks, Adam. He's picking pizza out of his nose.
That's a good joke. By the way, it's also 100% true. If you actually just go do a side-by-side of those two.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence is a pretty unfortunate-looking human. No?
I was just going that Trevor Lawrence and Martina Navratilova look alike. I wasn't going to go that either one of them look unfortunate.
I wasn't speaking about her. I was just speaking about him.
If they look alike.
No, you can have like a brother-sister thing happening there.
Sometimes it plays better as a woman.
Yeah, sometimes it does. Sometimes it does.
That was the second biggest spin of the show. Cool Ray, welcome to the show.
Cool Ray?
Oh, Cool Ray. No Cool Ray. Kayla is waving her hands very demonstrably at
us. What's happening.
I don't know what's happening either.
I have to turn it off when I'm answering.
Oh, I did not know that. All right.
Or else my phone call will go on air.
Cool Ray, we'll get you in a second there, buddy. But yeah, I mean, okay, so wide receivers. I do think like Zach Zinter not playing tonight is not boding well for a guy. I mean,
there are people that wonder if Zach Zinter is even going to make the team.
I think I'm one of those people now.
And like, especially, I mean, he needed to have a much better camp, and it has not gone very well for him so far after a disastrous rookie season.
All right, Cool Ray. Sorry about that, buddy. What you got for us?
Yo, man, I can't wait for preseason, but yo, Orlovsky really need to be fired because he just disagreeing with Steve. Listen, we can entertain a lot. We really can. But this coach, this team, this organization, like, yo, who sits everybody? They just had an off season. This is their first preseason. We can argue up and down what they doing with Shador, but you're setting this guy up to fail. Like, any coach who can justify sitting your entire starting unit, the entire ones, on your very first
Cool Ray, they don't care about the game. They don't. They care about the joint practices. They made this abundantly clear. Even though it doesn't help
year.
It doesn't help our enjoyment, Cool Ray. It doesn't, but they don't care about it. They really don't. They like the joint practices.
And every year since he's been here, our team looked like crap. We've been stacked for 5 years solid. And we got two playoffs.
Well, that was two more than we had in the previous decade before that, Cool Ray.
And this is why he does that, because y'all justify that. This is supposed to be an AFC championship team, if not a Super Bowl contending team, when he was here.
No, Cool Ray, real quick, buddy, because we had
the number one offensive line, number one defensive line. We had running back.
I have given you the opportunity to talk. Just give me a second here. I have been as ardent of a critique of Kevin Stefanski as possible, but you can't completely disregard the success he's actually had. Like, I think it should have been more success. I agree with you, but it hasn't been an unmitigated failure like some of the other dalliances we've had with head coaches.
This guy has had stacked this time for years. Listen, I'm 52. I go back to Red Right 88.
I'm 39.
I'm 36. I go back to Red Right 88. I remember when the AFC Championship came through Cleveland. This team has been stacked for 5 years where that should have been the standard. Now, we know preseason is preseason, but you do not sit your entire offensive line. If you want to sit Joe Flacco because he's old in the statue, okay. But you don't sit your entire offensive line.
I mean, other teams do this all the time.
Yeah, this isn't really anything that's crazy.
Cool Ray, we appreciate
you. They're not taking the Chiefs approach where they play the starters for the first quarter, and that's just how Andy Reid does it. Everyone's got a different way of looking at it. But the Browns have made it abundantly clear throughout Stefanski's time here. They care about the joint practices. They don't really care about these games.
216-474-0092. Beyond Shador tonight, what is tonight about for the Cleveland Browns? Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, 92.3 The Fan. He's going to join us in 5 minutes, talk Shador, the walk-up. Was he surprised by it? Did he like it? In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.